Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. Today is January 5th, 2016, and you are at the Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors. I'd like everyone to please stand for the pledge and then remain standing for our invocation. This morning will be by Cindy Marks from City Ministry Network.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this new year of new beginnings. I pray that you will give each of our county supervisors and all those in leadership witty inventions, that they will have new solutions to problems that they're working on now and for those that they might encounter in the future. I pray you'll bless each of them, their wives and families. You'll bless our county because of them. You will build new relationships and collaborations between city, county, and schools and industry, that all the families here would be blessed and healthy, that our streets would be safe where old men and old women can walk in them and the children can play in the park safely. I pray that our homeless would find jobs, our businesses would grow and flourish here, and I pray for God's wisdom on each one to abound upon them and our county. And lastly, I pray for the rain and just that it would continue and would fill our reservoirs and our aquifers, and that you will give us soaking rain, not flooding rain. I just pray that, God, you would shine your light upon this county. In his name, I pray, amen. Thank you.
Okay, Cindy, thank you very much. So we are going to start off with our election or appointment of our new chairman for this year. So I am looking for a motion.
I would like to make a motion that we move our vice chair, Supervisor Monteith, to chair, and that I nominate Supervisor O'Brien for vice chair.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second, ma'am.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Passes 5-0. Congratulations. We're going to switch chairs here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the hot food.
Terry, before you sit down, would you please remain standing? I'd like to, as a board, I'd like to thank you for the services and guiding the board through this year. Thank you once again for guiding us through the board this past year. It's been a year that's been filled with many challenges. You've stepped up and addressed many, many things. As we've all discussed many times, the things that we're confronted with, one of the number one things is water. And you have spent many an hour. You've led in the many conversations and committee meetings which you brought into the cities, the farmers, the counties. You've spent a great deal of time in Sacramento. And many people are not aware of how much time that an effort is taken, and we want to thank you for that. Also, we also want to thank you for jumping in and taking on the challenge of prevention, which, as we know, is a difficult challenge. It's not going to be accomplished overnight. Once again, we having the leadership to deal with people and their differences and on how to approach those problems. You also have been very involved with the cities of the county. As some of you may be surprised, but the city and county sometimes have some differences. And Terry has stepped forward and worked with the cities in addressing these, and we've been able to work out many agreements that have not been easy, but we've come to conclusions in agreement. So with all of that and much more, because I know the amount of time that you've had to spend away from your family, and I know the sacrifice you've made, we want to congratulate you and present you with this plaque showing our appreciation and congratulations, and may you enjoy your time on board. Would you like to say a few words?
Just I want to thank all my fellow board members. It's been a great year, and I couldn't have done it without you. And Jack and Stan, I appreciate you leaning over and helping me throughout the year here through all the meetings. And Christine and Liz, always as I look to for direction. And Casey, who's put up with me and Jim and Dick this last year. She's had her hands full. And all the rest of the staff. I thank everybody. It's been a great time.
You can put that down and come back up. Terry, also, we want to recognize your fifth anniversary with the county. And once again, we want to hand you the county pen. But also on this, you know, you took office in January 2011. And during that time, you represented your community in Salida and Wooden Colony, which has been a challenge. And it's nice to know that you have someone representing you who will represent your district and will step forward. So once again, congratulations and thank you for your effort. And now is the time for public comment. If anyone has anything to say at this time, you have up to 5 minutes to make comments on anything that's not on our an issue on our agenda today. Yes.
Good morning. Thank you so much. I guess the rain has kept the commentators away. I'm here not to ask you to take any action other than to provide us with transparency, to provide us with public records that we are going to be requesting from you as a county. I also realize that as a body, you have very little control over other elected officials in the county, and that would be the Sheriff's Department and the District Attorney's Office. I'm reminded that when I was looking for an attorney in my final days as mayor, a Sacramento attorney offered to defend me for $150,000. The county was gracious enough to pay for that. But one of the things he said is, if you're fighting with the newspaper, you can't win. And how prophetic that is. Except I accepted the challenge. And I've been attending the trial of 9 innocent people. I've talked to you about it before. I don't expect you to take any action, but we are progressing with social media. We have 4 reporters now who are attending that trial every day. I go as often as I can. We had in the newspaper a 2-week hiatus. That meant that the newspaper did not cover that trial for a 2-week period. We assumed that the comments that were coming through on that story aren't going to be possible if there's no story. The final day before the Christmas hiatus, the district attorney requested from the judge a gag order on the backstory and the writers for the backstory. Warren Yates, a private investigator, Tom Jensen, Marty Carlson, and we hope that those reports will grow. The judge denied the request for the gag order, but suggested that the district attorney could file a motion. I don't know how that works. I just want you to know that when a district attorney asks the judge for a gag order, and the reason we're afraid you will taint the jury pool. Where was the Modesto Bee when this all got started? When they accused these people of crimes they didn't commit? When they go after cases that have no legitimacy and leave legitimate crime alone. So what I'm here today is, we're going to be asking for public records. I hope we don't need attorneys or anything to do that. We don't have a whole lot of money. But I'm told that this case alone costs $2 million. We're being told of stories where witnesses, or not witnesses, of defendants, one defendant in particular, his sister lived in Hawaii, and they sent two investigators to Hawaii to interview her, and they stayed a week. Another two investigators went to Brooklyn, New York, to interrogate another suspect. And another two investigators went to Australia. Now, I don't know if it takes a forensic audit, but you are responsible for the money that this county spends. And I have to tell you, as we move along this line, and I'll going back to the courtroom at 9:30 today, as we move along this line, this is no longer an issue of corruption. It's an issue of morality. What's going on is immoral. And I'm afraid we all have to bear responsibility for that. So I hope that you can assure me of access to budgets from these two elected officials. And I don't really appreciate comments by our sheriff that if he ever gets Sabatino in his jail, he'll never see the light of day. I'm finding out what goes on in that jail, and the rest of this community should find out. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone else have a public comment at this time?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Congratulations to Chairman Monteith on your turn as chairman. And I'd also like to say good morning to CEO Risen and County Council Drain. So my poor supervisor is going to have to listen to this again because he sees most of this through email, but the rest of you don't. So I thought I'd just fill you in on a little some things that have been transpired over the holidays. As I may have mentioned previously when I've spoken to you about graffiti and how we are combating it in Salida, we have caught a graffiti vandal, and he is in jail right now. And he got out on bail a few months ago, and his bail was much lower, but because he continued to tag while he was out on bail, he missed a court date. He also got arrested for a couple of other charges. His bail has escalated up to $100,000. So he hasn't posted bail, so that's why he's still in jail. So I am new to this process. I have unfortunately never been to court, and I don't understand how it works. So I go to all the court hearings for the graffiti vandal to see what goes on. And I just wanted to let you know what my supervisor knows, because I send it through email. I would like to compliment the district attorney's office for all of their help in helping me to understand this process. The prosecuting attorney is Samuel Lozadas, and he's been very kind and explains the process to me, especially since I'm a newbie and I don't know what's going on half the time, and I don't understand the lingo that they're saying. And I'd also like to thank Sheriff Christensen and the Stanislaus County Sheriff's Department for all of their help, too, in this process, because again, a lot of times it's in codes and lingo that lay people don't understand. So it means a lot that the county has these departments providing this help to, you know, a layperson like myself that doesn't understand this process. So I will keep you updated and let you know how it goes. I do graffiti checks of both Salida and North Modesto now and Wood Colony. So I do what I can to help keep graffiti down, and thank you very much.
Okay. Anyone else have any comments? Public comment. If not, we now will go. Pardon?
Could I just real quick? I told my son. He said my son said he wasn't going to show up here if I recognized him, but I'm going to do it anyway. No, it's too late. That's okay. No, we have our son Michael here. Michael serves our country and has for for a few years here now, and it's very nice to have him home for Christmas. And Michael, your mom and I are very proud of you, and thank you for all you do for our country.
Thank you. We'll go to consent calendar. Is there anyone on the board who wishes to pull anything or make any comment?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to pull item B2.
B2? Okay. Okay, before we pursue this, before the board takes any action on the consent calendar, does anyone in the audience wish to make a comment or have a question on any matter on the consent calendar? If not, I'll bring it back to the board.
Motion to proceed all items except item B2.
Okay.
I will second that.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Passed. You wish to make comment or you?
Yeah, question on item B2. B2 on the fiscal impact, looking at that, I appreciate that there's no impact to the county general fund. Is there any impact to county funds at all? We're increasing number of hours. The agenda item talks about existing staffing we'll use to cover the expansion in hours, but is that any increase at all?
It's not an increase other than the fact that we have in past board items asked for increase in staff at Josie's Place. It's been difficult to do that, but finally we got to a point where we have enough staff now to follow through on the request to have extra staff, to have extra hours. So it's MHSA, and it has been part of other items previous to the board to add staff to Josie's Place.
Okay. Agenda item seems a little lacking that in fiscal impact.
Okay, does anyone wish to pass? What's our
wish? Motion to approve.
Item you approve?
And I will second it.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Pass. Thank you. Okay, now we will go on to correspondence.
This board has received the comprehensive annual financial report of the Stanislaus County Employees Retirement Association for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2015.
Acknowledge receipt of the report.
This board has received a letter per the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act from the Collective regarding the possible closure of Suchman's Limited Corporation store located at 3401 Dale Road in Modesto, with terminations beginning no earlier than April 1st, 2016, and are expected to be permanent.
Refer to the Alliance WorkNet and Stanislaus Economic Development and Workforce Alliance.
This board has received a letter per the Worker Notification Retraining, Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act from Centrex Revenue Solutions regarding the extension of the closure of the American Medical Responses Modesto office located at 4701 Stoddard Road in Modesto from December 31st, 2015 until February 29th, 2016, or within 14 days after this date.
Referred to the Alliance WorkNet and the Stanislaus Economic Development and Workforce Alliance.
This board has received a letter from the Office of County Clerk Recorder and Registrar of Voters inviting a member of the Board of Supervisors to participate on the election observer panel for the City of Modesto municipal runoff election on Tuesday, February 2nd, 2016.
I'm asking Supervisor DeMartini if he's willing to continue in representing us.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd be glad to do that. I've been observing elections for 20 years. So I'm very experienced in doing it and be happy to do it.
Well, now our election will be official.
Okay.
Thank you.
This board has received letters from the State of California Fish and Game Commission regarding the extension of drought-related emergency actions related to fisheries.
Refer to the Fish and Wildlife Committee.
This board has received a letter from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service seeking input regarding the revised draft plan for the giant gardener snake.
Refer to the Fish and Wildlife Committee.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Recognize receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office Risk Management Division. Thank you. And at this time, are there any board supervisor reports at this time?
If I could chime in on one thing. There was the Senate yesterday in the state of California proposed a homeless initiative taking Prop 63. I don't know if this was a part of your report. Is it? I'm going to be quiet. I'm sorry. It's just that the details are just funneling out right now, and there's a concern on Prop 90 or Prop 63. Now we spend it as we see fit. They're going to collect some of that money, hold it in what is essentially a grant, a competitive grant. So it'll be a change, a potential change in the way we spend our money. I'm not sure we stand where we stand on this as a board, but it's something we need to discuss one way or the other to decide how we're going to attack this so that at CSAC I can, because it doesn't seem right. You know, usually when you get to a competitive situation for housing, you know, trying to separate out what is drug and alcohol addiction, homelessness versus mental health, or what's co-occurring disorders, it becomes very convoluted. I'm just not sure it can be done at this point.
Any other reports? Then we'll go to the legislative, physical, and management report. Chief Executive Officer.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'll piggyback on what Supervisor Chiesa was discussing. First of all, the state legislature went back into session this week, and yesterday, Senate Pro Tem, Senator Kevin DeLeon, and former Senator Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg, along with some other collection of bipartisan legislators, announced a new initiative called No Place Like Home, designed to prevent and address homeless issues in California. As the Supervisor Chiesa indicated, part of their plan is to repurpose $2 billion of Prop 63 funds to create revenue bonds for housing construction. They also want to commit $200 million per year of state general fund money over a four-year period for short-term housing. And then they want to do a pilot project for a county matching program to reduce homelessness among families that are part of the child welfare system. There's some other elements of the bill. And as we examine our legislative platform, as Supervisor Kaze indicated, we'll ask you to consider, you know, whether you want to support what, taking away some discretion as it relates to Prop 63 funds to repurpose it for this others. As far as any competitive grants, I think with the work that our Homeless Action Council has done as part of Focus on Prevention, I think we'll actually be very well positioned should you wish to pursue some of the more competitive parts of that. Finally, the governor plans on releasing his initial 16-17 budget this Thursday at 10 o'clock. So we'll be paying close attention to that to see if there what kind of implications they have for our county programs and services. And that concludes my report.
Well, I'd like to thank everyone for being here, and this meeting is adjourned.